Hello, 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 and welcome to Tales of ASMR with your host, Lady O. And welcome to all the new listeners who come and check out these compilation episodes. This episode contains all the stories from our Frog Prince series. Thanks for listening. Enjoy! Not much going on. You need to get off my newspaper. You're a highly trained familiar, not a house cat. There's no reason for you to be on my newspaper like this. Thank you. Ooh. Did you see this about the cauldron sale? Well, yeah. Of course I need another cauldron. No. I think I do anyway. Oh, look here. King Edward's lost his son. Oh, fairy godmother troubles. The usual. You think these people would just hire a party planner for the baptism? It's not like they can't afford it. Oh, the reward is substantial, but I don't want to get involved. You are rude. I would not buy you with tuna with the money anyway. You think so? No. Look, I'll cast the runes and we'll see. Runes, should I do as my familiar says and search for the prince? Not procrastinating. I'm gathering spiritual energies. What do they say? Get your paw off the negative one. No, I agree. They're overwhelmingly positive. I'll do a water casting to see where he is. Alright. No, I'm just using tap water. That's not even that serious. I can't believe you're so critical sometimes. Alright. Let me pour it into my bowl. Dish. Show me what it is I wish. No, not show me the cauldron. Oh. There we go. It's coalescing into something else. Get your fuzzy little head out of the way. I see water. Yeah, I know it's in water. I see different water. Water in the water. And trees. And shorebirds. I think it's the salt lakes. All right. That's interesting. I'll get a map of the area. Let me get out the paper map.
Get your snout out of there.
I think I'll use the metal dowsing rod. I just need to attune them to look for prints instead of water, especially given the search area. Let me spread the map out. There. That seems flat enough. And let me get the dowsing rods. They're bullying me around the edge. Oh, he must be close to this area here. Yeah. Right around the curve of the lake. I feel them pulling. That's it. He's right here. Well, I suppose you can come look for him with me. But there's a bunch of endangered birds that live in that area. You'll have to wear your harness. All right, come on. Let's go find him. Yes, of course you have to wear your harness. We're outside in a park. It does not make you look domesticated. You're a cat. No one would mistake you for domesticated. You're ready. Come on then. I'm going to begin by taking 3 calming breaths. 1. To go start looking for the prince. Fantastic. With each step I take, I'm gonna ground myself into the earth. I'm gonna send my roots my energetic roots into the ground. Beneath my feet, I'm going to join those energetic roots with the systems in the soil, like the spores and the fungi on the tree roots. With each step, I spread my awareness beyond my physical body. And place it out in the world with my energetic body. That I've expanded my awareness beyond the boundaries of my physical self, I'm going to explore sensation. What does it feel like to be the earth? What does it feel like to be the water? What does it feel like to see as the birds see? What does it feel like to be the wind? I call all of those feelings to me so that I may use them to seek the missing prince. I can almost feel him. He's right there, just at the edge of my awareness. By the water. Let's get closer. The ground is squishy under my feet now from the moisture of the salt lake. The way the wind over the surface of the water makes little ripples. Every so often, a bird takes flight or lands. There's life below the surface. I can feel it when I reach out my awareness for it. I'm going to walk along the water's edge. You don't have to get in the water. I don't expect you to do that. Okay. Okay. I feel him. He's right here around my feet. Sorry, Your Highness. I didn't mean to grab you like that. Any chance you can talk? I'll take that as a no. Well. Don't you worry, Your Highness. We're gonna take you home and get you cleaned up.
I'm going to pick you up so that I can spray your tummy. Thank you for your permission. wash your back. Saucer, and I'll pour water over you. Reversal spell on you. But to do that, we need to get you a little healthier. So I'm going to spray you with this sunshine spray I've made. It involves a lot of your boosting herbs and general healing herbs, like calendula. and echinacea. I'm hoping with the fine amphibian membrane of your skin, you'll be able to absorb it quickly. Spray there. Now, I want to massage a little of this lotion into you. It will help hide you from your godmother, so she doesn't know we're reversing the spell. I would have applied it earlier, but I was nervous that your skin was impaired and it would damage you. Do I have your permission to go ahead? Thank you, Your Highness. Spell, and we'll have you back to normal in no time.
Do you think I should use the white sage or the clary? You think the clary? Okay. Fennel seed for clear vision. wisely. Perhaps a few needles of rosemary. Give it a sniff. Okay. I'm glad you approve. I think that should be the right mix to bathe the prince before the spell. Let me crush it up with my selenite wand. Since he's so little, I don't want to put him inside my spelling ring on the floor. I'm just gonna draw the symbols on some paper. Begin with a magic ring. Runes. replace the transforming runes. Circle in salt. Highness, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to place you in the center of the ring. Thank you. Very good. Now, let me use my rattle to sort of loosen the spell that's over you. Pushing your frogginess up and out of your energetic aura. Good.
this clump of sage, and I'm going to use that to clear the space now that we've sort of broken the spell loose. Yeah, I'm just going to waft the smoke over you. That's right. Okay, I can see this spell shimmering a little on your back. It's probably starting to come loose pretty well. We're gonna begin by taking three deep breaths in. know what happened. He's a rock. Yeah. No, all the way through. The crown's still attached. Oops. Not to worry. We'll set this right.
No, I don't understand what went wrong. Do you? Now the spell should have worked. I'm not gonna kiss a rock. I'm not even gonna kiss a frog. No, I'm a highly trained witch. I'm not going to break a spell by kissing someone. All right, that might work. Either way, we've got to get him out of this state and back into the frog state. Let's put some water into the bowl. But you know it'll break the spell. Very good. Salt and water, hear my rhyme. Turn this rock back to what he was before my time. Oh, it's working. Listen, the water's fizzing. I'm gonna concentrate all my energy on that fizzing. I want to bind my will to the fizzing. I want to make the spell my own. I'm going to break down these hard walls around him. And break him free so he can return to what he was. Tap on the rock to break the spell up and loosen it. It's coming. Let me scratch it a little. Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, I'm gonna rattle over him and try to sloth some of that off. Oh, it's really coming this time. So of course I can undo my own spell work. Fairies are something different than witches. Things get lost in translation. Now for the smoke. Okay. Let's drop him in the bath. You can really hear it fizzing. It's working. It's working. The rock is growing. Wow. Oh. Welcome back, Your Highness. Yes, we are still left with rather a difficult predicament. Okay. My familiar has suggested something a little unusual. I'm not a royal princess, but the rank I hold within the witches' community is sort of similar to a princess. No, I'm not going to kiss you. But, I have here a Hershey's kiss. Let me just unwrap it. I'm gonna give this to you, and with any luck, it should turn you back into a prince. Yes, yes, it worked. Welcome back, Your Highness. Let's get you home.